Shalom. Welcome to Diaries of a Girl in Love with Jesus podcast. Welcome to hashtag wake up with Diaries of a Girl in Love with Jesus. My name is Felista Christ and Christ is my relative. I am a girl in love with Jesus and Jesus is all that matters to me. I'm addicted to Jesus. It is a blessing to be here with you this morning and share the word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the power of your word that speaks to us, and we listen, we hear, and we do. Thank you that your spirit is ministering through me this morning and every other day, because in him I live, move, and have my being. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for you are the spirit of wisdom, you're the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of excellence. Thank you that we receive this word this day. We are built by this word and we walk in the reality of it. Thank you for my listeners. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Shalom. God bless you. I am a dedicated pastor for Nurses Wanoekilome and evangelist Fedis for Nurses. They are such a great blessing in my life and I'm forever grateful for how much they pour into my life on a daily basis. It's an honor indeed to be a partaker of their grace. That said, let's begin today's devotional. Shalom. Okay, let's read. Our topic today is His External Glory in Us. And we are reading from the book of 2 Corinthians 4. 6. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I'll repeat. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. The opening verse is an extraordinary description of something scientifically impossible. Notice the verse isn't saying that God commanded the light to shine into the darkness. That would have been wonderful, because the question then would be, where did the light come from? Then we'd say it came from God. He shone it into the darkness. But this time God didn't shine the light into the darkness, rather he commanded the light to shine forth from it. So the light came out of darkness. This is the same God that has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Remember, there was the glory of God in the old tabernacle. In the days of Moses, that glory, the Bible says, faded away. Because remember that time when Moses went to the mountain and came back with his face shining. Yeah, this is what we're being talked about. That is the glory that fades away. But the glory that we have right now is the glory that lives inside of us. And that is by Jesus Christ living inside of us by the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is known as, is the glory of God. All right? So yes, so that old glory did pass away, but the one that we have right now is an eternal glory that dwells inside of us because of Christ Jesus. But the one from Jesus Christ is eternal glory, excellent glory. That's the glory that resides in you today. That's the glory that resides in me today. That's the glory that resides in us today by virtue of being born again and accepting Jesus as the Lord of our life. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4, 7. That is one of my favorite verses. Acknowledging that all these things that I'm able to do, it's not about me. It's not about my own might. It's not about what I can physically do as Felista Christ. But it is about the excellence, the excellent power of the excellent one who dwells inside of me. And his name is the Holy Spirit. So every day, declare that you are a carrier of God's divine presence, a bearer of his glory. Your life isn't empty. There's a treasure of power, love, light, and divine perfection in you. Praise the Lord. I gotta repeat this. Every day, declare that you are a carrier of God's divine presence, a bearer of his glory. Your life isn't empty. There's a treasure of power, love, light, and divine perfection in you. Praise the Lord. The excellence of his power permeates through you. Praise the Lord. Causing everything you do to prosper. Glory to God. When you acknowledge that it is his excellency that is shining through you, then you'll understand that you're moving from glory to glory, not because of your own might or power, but by the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Remember, our topic today is his external glory inside of us. Remember what Colossians 1:27 says.
Christ in me, the hope of glory. All right. Shalom. God bless you. Let's take the confession in the Father study. Shalom.
All right. Let's take the confession. The glory of God that's within me beams forth from my spirit with overwhelming intensity. My life is the expression of God's grace, strength, perfection, beauty, and righteousness. Perfection, beauty, and righteousness. The excellence and virtues of divinity are manifested in and through me in ever-increasing splendor. I'm continually transfigured from glory to glory by the Spirit as I study and meditate on the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:7-11. Now, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, so that the Israelites could not steadily look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory, transitory though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? If the ministry that praised the Lord, if the ministry that brought condemnation was glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? Oh, glory to God. For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. And if what was transitory came with glory, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts? Praise the Lord. Just a comparison of that glory experienced by Moses during that time and the glory that has been afforded to us eternally by Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 3:18 NIV. And we all with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory and ever increasing and being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Shalom. God bless you. I'll see you again tomorrow for #wake up with Diaries of a Girl in Love with Jesus. Shalom.